Okay, so in the middle
of Talmud Beis, I just want to get to the end of this sugya, all these shmuos, these din that we've had since the Battle of Gimel Beis, and that'll be the end in terms of the Gemara will do. So I have a whole week next week basically for Chazara. I'll be around. We'll discuss maybe tomorrow, we'll discuss in terms of we should include the material from Barak Beis or not. I'll work with you on them. And also, I thought that maybe one day next week with Hanukkah, I'll work out like a big lunch and do a small oven. But Bishul lunch, we'll see which day. Yeshivas Chagig is on
Monday.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So that'll be Monday.
11.
I think 11. Yeah. Just I think for like 11, 12:30 something.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara, we're in the middle of Dalma Bay's Mesavei. I'm going to smack in the middle of the page. Okay. The Gemara here, this is really a continuation of the dispute that the Gemara presented between Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachomim regarding not Arba Kundesim V'Sichech Al Gabon, which we assumed was taking place on a roof. So Rabbi Huna said that the Machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir, and the Chachomim are Pasolid. Rabbi Huna said the Machlokes is talking about when the posts are put around the perimeter, Al Sfasaga, right? But in the middle, it's possible. Because there's no walls nearby, right? The whole issue seems to be whether you say Gurasik or not. So there's no issue when the walls are, when it's in the middle. So the Gemara asks now, Mesere against Huna, not Dalat Kundesin Ba'oretz. Not in the case we had before, where it was on top of a roof, but not Arba Kundesin Ba'oretz. You put on the ground, on the regular ground. There's no walls, there's no tefanos, there's no gurasik, it's just on the floor. Okay, no, it's dalek in baritz. V'sichech al gabon. So Rabbi Yaakov machshir v'chachom posim. Yaakov is machshir even over there. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov is machshir even over there. Let's take a look at Rashi. I'm sorry, I have to read one more line of the Gemara first. So the question is, what do you mean? He said, that's like doing it on the ground is like doing it in the middle of the roof, meaning there are no defanos, there's no good asik, there are no walls there. Forget about mechitzas nikaros, mechitzas not nikaros, there's no mechitzas there at all. Right, as Rashi says, the aim mechitzas agag dami, about 10 lines before they get wide, the aim mechitzas tachtea, the name of good asik, there are no mechitzas with which to say good asik. And yet Yaakov is machshir anyways. So therefore, the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta the Rav Huna, this is a refutation, right? There's a rejection of the Shita Rav Huna. Okay? Tiyufta Rav Huna, Tiyufta, this is a rejection of the Shita Rav Huna. Why? Because Rav Huna said that the Emtza, right? Rav Huna said the only machlokas between Yaakov and Chachamim was when you put the post around the perimeter of the roof. When you put it in the middle, then everybody agrees it's no good. What do you mean everybody agrees it's no good? You see that Yaakov is mekel even when it's in the middle of the ground. It's got nothing to do with good asik. Right, so apparently, as Rashi says, Tiyufta Rav Huna, the Omar Avol be'emtza diberkol psula. What do you mean emtza diberkol psula? Why wouldn't Rabbi Yaakov allow it in the middle of the roof, the same way he allows it on the ground? The ground, the middle of the roof, is the same thing. So therefore, the Gemara says, based on this, that statement of Rav Huna has got to be rejected. Tiyufta Rav Huna, Tiyufta. That statement of Rav Huna, that what? That be'emtza gag, be'emtza gag diberkol psula, it's got to be wrong. Okay? Whatever reason Rav Huna is going to allow these four posts on the ground to work, it'll work in the middle of a roof also. It's got nothing to do with good asik, obviously. Okay, so therefore Gemara says that statement of Rav Huna is rejected. But oh, and furthermore, you look carefully at that brice that we just read. That's be'emtza hu depligi aval asfas agag divar kol ksheira. Okay, the Gemara says We had said before, be'emtza gagu the pligi, and the Rashi puts an important point. Rashi, be'emtza gagu we hashas how the v'diyek masnisa la'osve tiyufta achrisi. Gemara sticks this in, okay? The Gemara says that the only case where that brisa, the last brisa, the mesavei, okay, where that brisa says, what's the lashon again? Mesavei. Not dalak kundesim ba'aretz sichach al galon Yaakov machrachom posin. From there we can conclude, says the Gemara. The Gemara makes a deal. Okay, So there we can conclude that be'emtzahu de'pligi, that's the case they argue about. A case like that, where it's in the middle of the ground, with no walls around, or it's in the middle of the roof, there are no walls around. Avala sfas hagad dibra kol ksher. The diuk is that if you deal with walls, when is there an argument when there are no walls to talk about? Right? There's no possibility of glassing. But this again, that's where Rashi fills in the blanks here. Hashas, it's the Gemara itself. Hashas, hoda v'diyek masnisa. The Shas, the Gemara, is medayek from his brisa. Right? That what? That for osu tuf tachris, they ask a second kasha against Ahuna. Okay? Namely, that be'emtzahu depli, aval asfas hakag, dibra kol ksheira. If there are walls, then what's the problem? Good asik. And the only argument is when there are no walls. They have to be, so then Yaakov is makel for a different reason. Achav is handled with Gurasik. Gurasik is a time honored, forget about, you know, let's assume we have mechitz in the cars, everything you need for Gurasik. That the Gemara assumed is no machokas. So therefore, lema tevet yuvta Rehuna betarti. It's a double refutation of Rehuna. First of all, it refutes his second statement. That what? That and he said, Be'em Tzagah, governor agrees it's possible. What do you mean? We see clearly that's not true, because if Yaakov is making on the ground, okay, with also no walls. And the assumption of the Gemara at this point is what? Is that in the Al-Sfas, like when there are walls there, Rehuna said that's where the Machlokas is. The Gemara says, why? Why should you assume? Maybe the Rabbanim will agree in that case. Why not? Rabbanim will agree. There's good asik. They only argue in such a case. So, Lema Tevetivta de Rehuna, Betarti. Let's assume, therefore, betarti. Let's Rashi gives you the information. Betarti. Chado l'maida omer etz agad divar kol psula. One is that what you said, Ravuna, that be'emtz agad divar kol psula. U'masnisa k'sonei deba pligi. The Bryce says that's exactly the argue. Again, be'emtz agad and al-har, it's the same thing. The chado, the other one is l'maida omer achlokas al-svas agad. Ba'anam matzino l'meidak. Again, we were medayik in the Bryce, masnisa. Dibisvas agad divar kol ksheret. So it's a double refutation of Huna. So the second thing the Gemara says, you can get out of. Okay, the second one he gets out of. Back to the Gemara, he says, "No, Amar Achor of Huna, I can get out. I got to grant you the first one. Pligi be'emtza hagag. I'll grant you that they must dispute what I said before as well. And Rav Huna has to accept the first one is a clear refutation. Okay, the first one is no doubt about it because Rav Huna says in the middle of the gag they argue. I'm sorry, that they agree that it's no good." And yet the Brisa says, in a case exactly parallel to that, again, where there are no walls on the ground, that's exactly where their machlokas is. So there, Rav Huna has to retract that. Rav Huna says, I'm going to plead you be'em tzagag. Okay, I'll give it to you. You can have it. I'll let you have it. Be'em tzagag, you're right. Okay, be'em tzagag, they do argue. But I'm going to insist to who al din al svasagag. But I'm going to insist that what I said about the svasagag is still right. Okay, they argue there as well. Not like your diuk, that they must agree by that case. Why? Because, again, what was the nature of the diuk? The Gemara doesn't spell it out, but let's figure it out together. What was the nature of the diuk? The diuk was, well, the Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara assumed that when you're arguing about when there are walls, it's good asik. The only argument is when there are no walls. So then Rabbi Yaakov, as we'll see, has a different reason to be machshir. And the Chacham is saying, no, it's possible. But when there are walls, they'll all agree. He says, no. Because otherwise, if they're arguing even when there are walls, right, that's a bigger chiddush, right? That's in a certain sense. Depends what you look at it. But you could argue, if they're arguing even there are walls, okay, it's a bigger chiddush. The Gemara says, no. Behind the kamifilgi be'emtza hagag, that which they taka presented the machlokas by be'emtza hagag, even though they argue b'svas hagag too, okay, lo diacha kocho de b'yakov. I want to show you how far Rabbi Yaakov goes in Bimekel Dafilo be'emtza gag nami machshir. Not only is Rabbi Yaakov machshir by the svasagag when you have gurasik to what Rabbi Yaakov is even machshir when there is no gurasik to emtza gag. Now, logically, this one second, you could turn it around. Why not say, no? You should have told me the argument by svasagag because that even the chachamim. Or machmer over there. Not only that machmer in the middle of the gag is one thing, but even in other words, what's this lashon of lodiach hakocha de Yaakov to show how far Yaakov goes? Right? That expression appears many times more. They would present the sheet to show, oh, it's how far it goes. So what Gemara says, we want to show just how far Yaakov goes in his leniency. Not only does he allow in the middle of the roof, he allows even by the. No, I'm sorry. Not only does he allow by the. Side of the roof, we have Gurasi, but even in the middle, where there's no Gurasi, he still allows it for some other reason. But he still allows it. So you could ask, it's say it the other way around. Probably the original Dik was the other way around. The original Dik was not only the Chachamim are Machmer in the middle, there are no walls, even there are walls. That's also a bigger Chiddush. So what's the Teretz? I'm going to say my question. Why do we say Lodiach HaKocho to be Yaakov the Afilu Be'emtza Agag Nami Machshir? I'm saying the question. I mean, either side, one is a bigger Chiddush than the other. Right? So why does Gemara choose? Rav Huna says, I choose to present the Yaakov. So this is a Ben Chanano. You saw Ben Chanano? Yeah. Ben Chanano on the side here tells an important principle. I printed out on a page anyway, so it's three, but do you have it there? Where is it? It's must be about, I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of halfway down. It says, the hod de polig ba'aretz v'daikinan mino ba'emtzah gag pligel odiach ha'koch li'akov de machshir de la'olam koach de hetera odif lo. Okay? We'd rather show how far somebody goes to be makel, koach de hetera, than show how far somebody goes to be machner. Okay? That's the principle of Rabbi Rochanan introduces here. Okay, now this phrase "koach tetera adif" is not a general statement that we'd always rather be mako than machmer. Sometimes people misapply that. The phrase "koach tetera adif" doesn't mean, oh, it's always better to be mater than to be asim. It is a tool in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to show just how far somebody goes. It's the Talmudic style. The Gemara says it's a bigger chiddush to say somebody's more mako than to say somebody's more machmer. Why? Why? What would you say? Why? Yeah, because anyone can be machmer. It's always easy to say no. Right? No, no good. Okay, it's always easy to say it's no good. Right? And Rashi really spells this out in Beitza. That's why I included that Rashi in Beitza, Beitza and Beis. Okay, where the Gemara also has that same. There, the Gemara has the expression. Here, Ben Hanana, the Gemara doesn't say it, but the Gemara has the expression, Koch Tetera Adif. So look in Rashi in the first four, Beitza, Beis and Beis. Tov lo lahashmi, Koch Divri Hamatir. Show Somech al Shmuaso. Someone who's matir really, as you said, is a burden of proof. It relies on his position. And the yarla out there, and after going through the position, he's not afraid to make him. I will call ha'osim and a raya shakoycho lahachmer. Philip davar mutter. You can always say it's no good. Even if it's mutter, you know, it's the same burden of proof. It's always safer. Don't do it. Okay, finished. Okay, don't do it. We machmer. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're always. You know, it's always better to be mekel than machmer. I'm not saying that either. But in terms of the Gemara style, when somebody takes a shita, if there is a shita like that, doesn't mean we should always take the mekel shita. But when there is such a shita, so we have to assume that he thought out that shita, okay? And the Gemara, if it goes even further than we first expected, so the Gemara wants to show that more readily than want to show the Chumrah. Okay, there's a side point, but it's just important, as the Ben Chanan points it out here. The Achronim are bothered here by something else, okay? Because usually, lo diach hakocho, that's what I have here from the Kiveger, from the Rashash. Okay, the Kiveger isn't as clear, okay? It's clear from the Rashash. We want to look at it. You have a chance to do Rashash? Okay, it's in the Otzer Meforshim here on Daf Dalam Beis. In this edition, let's see, it's towards the bottom of the page, right? My edition is page Gimel. See it? It's page Gimel, the far left-hand column, very bottom, in this edition, the Chidushim. If you have the Rashash on its own, it's also good. Anyone have it? Rashash, Diva Masva, Amalei, Rahuna, Pligi, Be'emtzagag, Ruadin, Al-Sasagag. Which edition do you have? You know, we have different, there's so many different editions floating around here.
Yeah,
yeah. You have what? Huh? Yes, it's page Gimel in the Hados, the bottom of the far left-hand column. Starts Amalei, Rahuna, Pligi, is it? Yeah, that's when you have? I don't know. Okay, everyone's got a different...
Yeah.
That's Ozwadi. Okay. My edition is not Ozwadi. Okay, whatever. Anyway, long ago. So, it used to be easier if I told you. Like, the old Shas, you know, you had the Rashash, you had it. Now they jumbled it together. In the name of progress. Okay.
They didn't know Ozwadi. Ozwadi was the problem. I think it was the same.
No. My edition also not. It's not Ozohada. They tell also what was Ozohada?
Ozohada changed everything.
Hagosa Chidushim, and then this one also is important. The only thing that Ozohada, my one time, the beautiful work Ozohada, one time it changed the Ran. That was a mistake. Okay, because The Ran, sometimes people refer to it based on the page. They tell you on the top of the page, it's all fun. All right, whatever. Anyway, so the Kivegir is in the Chiddush of Kivegir here in Beit Tzitzit. I picked it in source 5. Okay, what he's bothered by is that Lodiach HaKocho, this concept of showing how far somebody goes and so on, that's good when the two dinim that you're talking about are basically a function of the same principle. He even takes his din further, so to speak. Right? That's Lodiach HaKocho. Goes, Rabbi Yaakov, not only me. But here, the Chora, look at Rabbi Yehuda 5. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shama Olei Rehuna, Pligi Vems, etc. He says, Kosh, Kol Mokom, after have the who are din of swasagag, hanu are bonum gam beswasagag psula de lo amina gudasi. We ask of kosher filo beemza, when we kosher him swasagag, we call mokam and call me chad taima. The bein beemza bein swas kosher midin diyum de tefach uboi tefach lekan lekan. What is the reason? We'll see later. But what is the reason we mentioned in the past? What is the reason why Rabbi Yaakov is talking mekel in the middle? He's machsher in the middle. What are you talking about? Where the gudasi? The answer is and undo the gudasi. What is it? The diyumdin, right? You have that counts the wall. Don't do with pulling up, no good asik, right? That the four posts themselves count as what? As the funnel, so it's hot. The four posts themselves count as the wall is hot, right? So that I understand, okay? Al mehecha tesa, that's what Mem Hei Tov said, mehecha tesa lahamtzi od plukta chadosha bal sasagag to v'yakov kashem din good asik v'lo b'yin tefach l'kan l'kan. Halo niskim is a klum. Rabbi Yaakov, in Cain of Huna, Rabbi Yaakov, saw a good asik was then. Nisho tiv to betarite. Basically, Kiv Eger is saying it's not the same thing. The reject, no, it's makel for a different reason. If you're trying to, if, according to the Brisa, if the issue is good asik, so it's not a double rejection of Rabbi Yaakov. Rashash really says that thing a little more clearly. I just assume that they're saying the same thing. He said lechora tamua. Dal svasa gav time lechod mishum good asik. That's what that abbreviation is. Even if it's not tefach, they're not big enough. Two different things. What it shows how far he goes. No, it doesn't. He's talking about a different thing. The metzias are different. The whole case is different. Yeah.
It sounds like they're, I don't know, I read the Kashi differently. It sounds like Rabbi Eger is asking. He's saying, even if Rabbi Yaakov is going to be matir b'em sagag, it's not because he'd be any more mekel, it's just because like that's the nature of his din. So there's no koach d'etera, just like it's applying the same din in a case where there's no practical nafkamina. So like, what's the
koach? That's you're saying Rabbi Kivu, you mean? Rabbi Kivu, you mean?
Whereas the Rashash is saying.
Rashash saying two different din altogether.
Right.
Yeah, because the truth is, Rabbi Kivu gets to be koach or call me chad time.
Right. I think the Rashash answer both the kashas.
Yes, it does.
But I don't know. I think Rabbi Kivu Eger's
You're saying he was saying that
saying it's all one reason.
Right, but his lashon mehecha teisa lahamtzi od pluta chadosha.
Right.
What's the pluta chadosha? If it's the same case.
He's asking how are you going to say that by svasagag Rabbi Yaakov is makshir because of
gudasik?
He's not. It's the same din that he was makshir by emsagag. And there's no reason that to be more machmir be'emsa agad based on his din. So it's all one reason. There's no
So I was slanted by the Rashash, but you're saying that Rabbi Kivu Eger means that it's just two manifestations. In both cases, the issue is we're talking about the umdin. We have these posts that are long enough to constitute a wall by themselves. One is over here. One is over here. I definitely think you're okay. I accept that. I was just thrown by the Rashash, especially says, okay, all right, so maybe different kasha, but the answer is above. But the Rashash is for sure asking that the case is the same case, right? In other words, let me see it again. It's not like that. Okay. Let's focus on Rashash. Rashash says the case is totally different. Right, The Nira Lili Yashiv, the time of the Yomdin, who gam came with time Hamam Shocha. The row and honor kilo nimshechu ad shemagiim zelazeh. Okay, basically what the Rosh Hashanah answers is that there is a common denominator. Again, what does good asik mean? I told you, mashoch v'alei, right? I showed you that Rashi and Aaron, pull and raise. Okay, just like there's a din of pull and raise vertically. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov here? You also pull and raise horizontally. Okay, if you're only, you have to have a minimum size. Okay, it's the same concept. Okay, that's how, and so therefore, so now it works out very well, so according to Rosh Hash. Okay, because Rosh Hash is saying that, no, it's not two different dinim, it's rooted in the same concept. And that's L'diach HaKocha. I mean, not only does he say, good asik, where we normally say good asik, in the pull and raise, in the vertical, he even says a form of good asik, not really good asik, but the word you know, asik, or the word asak, means to go up, I mean, that's what it means. Okay, but a form of good asik, a variation, shall we call it good asik in the hamshacha in this direction, that's l'diach HaKocha, taking it a step further. He takes it to the Rabbanan and said, no such thing. I ask you to make that up, but there's no such thing. He says there is such a thing. But at least now we see l'diach HaKocha. Okay? But according to Mekiva Eger, what you're learning, I think probably right, I'll look at it again carefully, but according to Mekiva Eger, also, because once you say what? Once you say that it's a din in... what's al sasag is not the same as what's al emtsagag. Okay, emtsagag is even without the tevach. I'm sorry, sasagag you have regular gurasik. Here you have this ultimate gurasik right. In the middle. So
it's the point stands that it's all coming from the same nekuda.
Right.
The same, like they see that there's another machlokes. There is right, the answer. From the same nekuda.
Right.
That the kudosh that we apply.
Right. Okay. Good. All right. So much for that. I printed the mirror. Really, I could have printed the mirror later, but I put the mirror here as a foreshadow to the next sugya, or the end of the sugya. That's the end of Rav Huna and fine. Okay, he answers that question. So let's take a look in the Meiri, the Talmud Beis. We kind of put something together. Noatz arbu kundesim ba'aretz asicha chagabon. Apo pisha kundesim oven kol kach shelo yechok ku. What does it mean? You have these, we're going to see the Gemara in a second. I could have put this Meiri at the end, but I wanted to plant some in your head when you see it. Okay? Ilu yechaku sheish b'am tefach l'tzadzev tefach l'tzadzev. I'll explain it now. It's in the Gemara. You saw it. You have picture a telephone pole, okay, or a thick round pole, and you can square it off in such a way that it would be, you know, you can. There's enough thickness to the pole, this post, that you can have a tefach this way and a tefach that way. Okay, so yeish b'am tefach l'tzadzev tefach l'tzadzev. It's a psula. Shafilo naasa raton afilo nechaku v'nasu diyum din gemorim ein diyum ed mati bedofen sukkah. Okay, such a diumet, it does not work by sukkah. Shalohuta alala pase biros. That kula only works with pase biros. We're going to see in Erevin, right? That's, we had a special kula for the people traveling. The ole regrego would travel, the biros are wells. Right? They had people had to stop for water. But one second, the water, the well is certainly more than 10 tefachim deep and usually more than 4 tefachim wide. So they got to get water out. So as soon as you pull water out, you take it outside, you transfer it. And it would be on Shabbos Yom Tov something, you know. So therefore, they had a kula for the Ola Rego that they made that area into a Shusay Yachid. You could take out water. Af Bahem Dafke Ba'amol Akan Ba'amol Akan. But that only works if you have an Amal each direction. We only require a Tefa. So therefore, the Sukkah is no good. B'chein Adin B'notz Be'em Tzagag. See, the Miri sort of ties all together. So too, we already saw it. The same Din Ala Ar, it's a Din Be'em Tzagag B'sich Alein. Okay? Because the mirror again is assuming, like we just said, that the on the ground is the same as an emtsagag. So if this trick doesn't work on the ground, it doesn't work for emtsagag either. Aval noatz ba'arba zovios agag. But when you're in the four corners, shemechita zavayis mechuvanim negdan, then gedola mechavim machshirin uchidas of nachman she'omar b'shmuzu aval sas agag divra kol ksheira. Okay, but now you understand it's important that Rav Huna is rejected. Okay, because that Rav Huna was rejected, so Rav Nachman was the accepted view about the machlokas. As Rav Nachman said, "Bemtza gag machlokas," but we assumed, okay, at least according to that one girsa, the Gonim and the Rambam had that girsa. The Dor Mechabim is the Rambam. He had that girsa, so he says, "Al sasagag kulama is kosher, divar kol ksher," right? And remember, we asked, and everybody said, that's how we paskin. Right? The Magen Mishnah. Those said, that's how we paskin. Who said that's how we paskin? Now we know why, because Yehuna was rejected. So that was, if you have Rav Nachman without the boiler with the teiku. If you have the boiler with the teiku, so then you have a chumer. You have to be back, we don't know. But if you have without the boiler with it, he says, Diver Kolk Sher, good. Sha'omer al mechitza tachton is good asik. Sha'omechit nikor is hain. But he says, Yesh posin shmachach mechitza abayas, la bias is ain't kan mechitza nikoris. The miri kind of like hints that, you know, are these called mechitza nikoris or not? Mechain poskulu with all the doros of oneno. Okay, that's the ragged. Without the huna shomer shapis, that's like a nechalocha chama, because he had the other gears. The miri kind of weaves the sugis together. So let's see what the Gemara says. Okay, Tanarabon. Right, it's about 12 lines in the bottom. Tanarabon. No, it's arbu kadeis matzich al gabon. Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says kosher, why? Okay, Rabbi Yaakov says kosher, why? If rowing kol she'ile chaku v'chalku yesh ben tevla kan v'kan nidonim mishum diyumid. Okay, it's considered diyumid. This double post diyumid. It's two words, right? I showed you the I showed later the Gemara in Erevin. Right, if you want to look at it, and we'll move for a second. Just a 12. It's one line. I could have put it here. It's one line. Erevin daf yichesam my diyumdin amri yimiru said diyo umdin. Two posts, a twin post. I'm just showing it to you, but that's where the Gemara defines the word diumid is a contracted word. It's a contract of two diu, two amudim, the amudim. So it's a twin amud, right? One tefa in each direction, like an L shape. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says, in that case, you have shervisha. But if it's not long enough, it's a tefach, it's just a tiny extension, then it's no good. Shehoyer Yaakov Omer, diyum de sukkah tefach. Okay, diyum de sukkah will be a tefach in each direction. And Chacham Omer, no, I choose shtayim kilchosim, shlisa filo tefach. No, with the sukkah, you need to have two walls which are kilchosim, okay, which are at least seven tochim, but many we assume kilchosim means the whole length of the sukkah. The third wall can be a tefa, but the other two walls can't be a tefa. In other words, Rabbi Yaakov is saying every wall can be a tefa, in effect, right? And he said, no, the Chum said two walls have to be the whole length of the sukkah. A third wall can be only a tefa. You have to have two regular walls. That's the machlokes. Okay? Shtayim kilchosim, shlishes afil tefa. Let's look at Rashi. Right before they get wide. Kol she'ilu yichok v'chokul b'kundesin agulim kama. Obviously, we're talking about the standard poles or posts are round. Okay, what's that about today? Also, round poles. Okay, a matter of fact, interesting when we're building the Erev, remember I told you that most Erevin, so we don't barley on good asik or anything, we put strips all the way up to go from the ground to hit the cross wire. Because most telephone poles, many telephone poles, the wire goes along the side. That's no good. It's got to go over. So some telephone poles will go over. Yeah. We see those, we're all happy. Okay, but if they go on the sides, you have to build something from the bottom. We build a strip that goes all the way up. So we used to get these wooden 2x4s, basically thinner actually. I used to put them up, but actually the phone company who gave us permission to use the phones, we were authorized. That's the whole fight now in Mawa, New Jersey. You know, the whole fight about the area. But we have permission from the phone company to put up the poles, to put up our posts on the poles. But at one point, maybe 5-6 years ago, they asked us to make our posts rounded. And now we have new PVC poles, which are all rounded anyway. But originally, the old ones were rounded because they said when a person's climbing up to repair, so if it's sharp, you get hurt or get cut on it. If it's round, it's an interesting stuff. I guess that's why the telephone, I never thought about it, but why are telephone poles rounded as opposed to squishing? Probably because it's easier to maneuver when you're up, they don't get caught, there are no jagged edges. Anyway, so, but Rashi says, getting back to this, okay, Rashi says, b'kundesin agulin kamar, rovin kol sheish rovin kol kach sheili chakek v'inatel ovi guvam. Chop out the circle, you know, the circumference, whatever it's called, the circle. V'irabum, you square them off. V'chalkum, and split them, yesh ben tefa l'kham, tefachan, v'l'achash yirabum, v'chalkum b'fnim, v'yasu osam ke'in marzeid m'shalom, sheish am shtey defanos, yimato zog von echum v'nafnazah, omed mizwa, l'mar v'ashen mitzofa l'darum. Okay, one is the east-west direction, one is the north-south direction, like an L. I mean, actually, Yeah, Burbo, I saw in one of the, in, is it here? I saw somewhere with a picture of it. Like. Yeah, from, you saw the picture? Okay, yes. All right, in case you can't vision, always have pictures there. So, anyway, but it's an L-shaped thing. So that's Shohar, that's good. Shohar, Yaakov, the Yom Deisukah, I have a time out. The local show Pasei B'Rosh, it's written Amalekan ba'Amalekan. Not like the Pasei B'Rosh, which required an Am in every direction. Al Korcha, Chodeb Yaakov, Yom Chalkov, Yechalku ba'Gulim, Kamar. Dibu'Rom, Lo, Amar, Eli, Chalku, Yechalku, Dehachar, Amir, Amar, Le, Be'Erevin. If you're talking about square poles, you wouldn't have used the word Yechalku, you don't have to carve it out, just have to split it, you know. Okay, the technical point. All right, so that's what he says, all right. Rabbi Yaakov says that each wall, in effect, can be a tefach. All right, and the Chacham disagree, and they say, no, no good, because you need shtayim kilchos. As Rashi says, ba'ora kol ha'sukah. You have to have length and width, and then the third one can be a tefach. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Tosus is bothered by this question. Rashi just kind of glossed over it. He said it as a fact. But Tosus, second last Tosus, the Yumde Sukkah Tefah, Behad the Bein and Amma Gabe Pasi Biraos, Perak Osin Pasin, Gabe Mechitza Shabbos Echmiru. Okay, by Shabbos, you're Machmet to require more than a Tefah, you require an Amma, 6:12. Okay, that's all Tosus says. Okay, that's all Tosus says. Now, it's interesting that Tanei Yoshua on that Tosus, okay, again, basically Tosus is saying that it's a, you know, that there were machmer when it comes to Shabbos. Okay? Now, what that seems to mean, though, what's important, is that Lemaisa, it really works with Tefach. Tefach is taken off, and Shabbos is the Chachamim of Machmer, so to speak. That's why it works. Now, you can't say, well, it doesn't work with Tefach, because then it wouldn't work, you know, it can't say it doesn't work at all, because it wouldn't work by us either. Either it's a Mechitza, it's not a Mechitza, right? So what Tos is saying is that really it's a mechitza, okay? But by Chalak Chachamim, where in the Raisa, even for Shabbos, a tefach would be good enough, right? And but Gabe mechitza Shabbos, Echmir Rabban, okay? That's what the Tos is pointing. Yeah, that's why it works here, okay? The Pnei Yoshua raised the following point on his Tosus. Now he says it's a chumrah, but it's a funny chumrah. But afal gav the chumrah the osi le dekulei lemay the kamelon bezorek lebein pasei biros chayev the rishus hayochad gemuri became mashal of Yaakov nami being an amo dumi the pasei biros so pachas became potter afal gav the betevel Yaakov nami become chitzes. Okay, I mean let's say we're going to see the case in Erev in a second. But if a person throws something from rishus harabim into the pasei biros, okay. So, we're going to say, therefore, that you'd be chayev if it's already a tefach, midaraisa, right? They call it a chumah, that's the kula, right? You're chayev for less. You're chayev if the area is only enclosed in a tefach's worth. So, he says, just a moment. We say that by, yeah, 1 second. Yeah, the Zorik envelope and Pasi Rosh, Chayav Rishus Hayochid Gemuri. No, we say Chayav with an Amo. Yeah, the Gemara seems to imply that you're only Chayav by throwing a Pasi Rosh because you have an Amo's worth. But according to what we're saying, you should be Chayav even if it's just a Tefach. Right, you should chayev throw. If the real Rishus Yochid, that's a real Rishus Yochid. It's a real mechitza. It's a real mechitza. Should be chayev even if it is only a tefach. So therefore, came Mashal the Yaakov Nami being an Amma do the Pasvi Rose. The Pachas became Potter. Avagav the Petach the Tefach of Yaakov Nami became mechitzas. You know, it might be called a mechitza, but according to the Gemara in Erevin, you're only chayev if the walls were long enough to constitute an Amma, right? But a tefach wouldn't work. So he said, well, what would Rabbi Yaakov say? So maybe Yeshama de lo ayre b'chiv chatos upture da hazor g'tofo ela de l'inyan de chalok shi chilok shi yesh bein rubu yuto makbid v'she'en o makbid lo mar shalo ela de l'inyan ikar takonos de pasi b'roz habi l'chumra v'ein o chanami Rabbi Yaakov, Lina Azorok, Tocha, Philip, the Yom, the Tevach Nami Chayav. He says, no, Enachanami. Enachanami. Rabbi Yaakov says that this is a. You would be Chayav Taka. Okay, so that's what we're talking about here. That's all. In other words, he says, we're not talking about a Chiv Chatos, and that's not what the Gemara there was not really talking about, the Chiv Chatos. Okay? The Gemara was saying that it's considered a separate area. What's the Chumrah? The Chumrah is that it's considered a separate area. But not because. Enachanami, you would talk to be Chayev, even for throwing it into a tefa, but from a different perspective, it's a chumra that you require, in order to consider it a separate rishus, you require it to be an amma. It doesn't mean that you wouldn't be chayav for less. See, that's how the Pnei Yeshua says. Okay? But, all right, then he goes on to a local Erevin issue. Okay? I really should have explained it. He talks about Pitikra, and maybe we'll come back to this, because that requires more background information. Yeah, so let's hold off the rest of Pnei Yeshua, okay? Because I realize afterwards it requires a background information. Pitikra is what's, you have a post at the top and it closes the area. Let's leave it alone, okay? 12, we did the Ma'idiyum. Let's look at the Sugan Erevin, okay? So we can see. So forget the rest of Pnei Yeshua. Let's look at the Sugan Erevin. The Mishnah says, Osin Pasan Libiros. There's a Kula in the Sechas Erevin that Osin Pasan Libiros, okay? Meaning that we can. We can make these special accommodations, so to speak, for the travelers. Let's look in Rashi at the same time. Osin pasim rosh shebi rishus harav mubiros atzma rishul yochidim. The wells themselves are rishus hayochid. Shamukim asor, because they're more than 10 tefachim deep. Ve'ein yochol lemalos mehem. Okay, but osin, so you wouldn't be able to bring the buckets out of them. Ve'osin pasim el lahochin lehen hekev. In other words, what does this do? It makes the area surrounding the well into what? Rishus Hayochid. That's what this enclosure does. It's a major enclosure. These L-shaped, I don't know what you call them exactly, but at each corner, these L-shaped things make the area. So now, and the well's in the middle. So now you can take out, because you're not taking Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Harabim. Take Rishus Hayochid directly to Rishus Hayochid. That's the idea of Osin Pasan Biros. How do you do it? Arba Diumdin Nirin Kishmona Dibihuda. Four Diumdin, we just explained before, Diumdin is Diumdin, four twin posts that look like eight. It looks like there are eight things. There are. There's two at every corner, 2 times 4 is 8. They're attached, but they look, to you and to me and to everybody else, they look like there are 8 different things. Rameir Omer Shmona Nirin Kishne Moser. Okay? He says you have to have 8 that look like 12. And there's the 4 corners, plus you have to have one in the middle on each side, on each of the 4 directions. At the end of the 4. Okay, you have to have 12 altogether. Arba diyumdim, 4 twin posts, which are 8. Arba pshutin, and then 4 plain ones in the middle. Anyway, govan asar, v'rochlan shisha, v'ovim kolshu. Okay, they've got to be at least 10 tefachim high. They've got to be at least 6 tefachim wide. There's a certain width to them. And then, 6 tefachim is 1 amma. And v'ovim kolshu. Okay, Rashi, diyumdim, amudim anir m'kishnayim. Okay, kashim v'arv v'shonu, if right? One is east-west direction, one is north-south direction, and the other one is the other direction, and so on and so forth. Okay, and he requires as well, Rav Meir does, pshut in the middle. One amma with a thing in the middle. Okay, that's what he requires. Good.
Wait, sir. He's saying one amma including one in the middle?
No, you need... An amma is 6 tefachim, so you need each one of these have to be an amma at each of the 4 corners. And in the middle, a straight, there's no twin one in the middle, it's just one slab in all 4 directions. It's got to be an amma long.
And that also, that middle one...
Has to be an amma long, yeah. Right. So you need 12, altogether, right? The two corners, which is 4 that we call 8, because twin, and something in the middle also. Okay? That's a main. Again, we're not going to go into all these details that we're learning here, just to see what's relevant to us. So first, I just want to point out, if you take a look, this case of Pasa Biros, take a look, we're going to come back to this too, on Zion and Beis. Because the Gemara actually has, I should have printed the Gemara too, but I just the Rashi. But look here in Sukkot, very top of the page. Okay? The Amar Rava, See it? At the very top of the page. Sichech al gabe pasi biros. Kshira. And there Rashi has a picture. Okay? Sichech al gabe pasi. We didn't have the fancy pictures we have in, you know, Sifta and Osvalda, but that's good. Okay, it's more primitive. It's a question of who made the picture, by the way. It's not clear that Rashi himself did it. Anyway, so, Rama Rabba Sichech al gabe pasi biros. Kshira. Okay, it works. So Rashi explains again, what is pasi biros? Verek shen de erim. See it there? Okay. Pasuk rose. Beperek sheni de erivim. Tanan the tiru chacham v'shum olu regalim. While also the rose from Surah Rabbah pasuk arba kmo diyumdim. Rohom ki ilu yesh mechitza mizel v'zeh. V'nim tzabor mukov mechitzas. Umala mitocha l'tocha mechitza. V'sicha gam v'sher v'shabbos the sukkis. Very important point. I thought it out. Okay. Rashi says it's acceptable on the Shabbos of sukkis. Okay. And because the Migo David over the Shabbos, over the Sukkah, I've got to be in Shtayim Kilchosim. That's what Rashi says. Just a moment. Now go a few lines later. Rashi says again, Pasuk Biros. See the second Rashi, about three lines after that. You see that a little further down. It says Pasuk Biros Ikar Shom Dalad Diyumdim. Notin la'aba ruchos shnayim l'chol mechitza ama mikan ra mikan shadiyum l'rechavin ama l'chol tzad. Okay, so I don't know why, you know, included both. Okay, that's what possibly rows are. Okay, we'll come back to that gemara. So Tosus and Erevin on the Yudzana base is an important kasha. What's this heter about? What is this business of possibly rows? Okay, look at 16. Osin abudiyum. Then Tosus says v'hod amar la'el. Earlier gemara Erevin. Hachi Agmarei Rachmana Lamosha Lo Tifrot Ruba. Okay, one of the rules in Erevin or for carrying in Rosh Hashanah Yachid is it can't be Lo Tifrot Ruba. The rove of the wall can't be parted. It's open. It's, you know, you can have openings, but you can't have the rove opening. Okay, you can't just have a strip and then you know. Let's say I'll put up here. I'll make an Erevin. How about I'll put a something this thick right here over here. Okay, and then you know, another half a mile, I'll put another one down, and we'll just, and that's it. So no, that's called Omud Merubal Aparat. You have much more open than you have closed. On the other hand, as what Tosa says, that's Hainu Delek Leka Sham Dalad Mechitzas Kihocha. The whole week of Chotzad Amikan or Amikan Choshev Pesach. Oh, see, if I have a house, let's say you're carrying on Shabbos. Okay, I'm inside my house. All right, so that's an enclosed area, right? What if the front door is open? I can also carry it inside the house. What if the front door and the back door are both open? I can also carry it. What if the front door, there are like lots of open doors? Well, there comes a point where there's, you know, too many open doors. But Lamaisa, if you have walls and there's just doors, so then those are considered openings. That's okay. All right, so that's what Tosis is pointing out. So here, the point of Tosis is that these Vyumdin are called Mechitzas. And I believe, frankly, that's what's, if I can interject now, I was going to say it later, but we'll say it now. That's what Rabbi Yaakov is saying. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov is saying it's enough. What kind of business is enough by Sukkah, you know, to have these diyumdim? Rabbi Yaakov holds that for Sukkah, the shem mechitza is enough. Okay, as long as there's a shem mechitza, that's good enough. Okay? And by the way, in a way, what I was thinking, I haven't crystallized, but in a way, that works out very nicely with the Rashash. Right, because it's really the same thing. At first glance, the Rosh Hashanah sounds all funny, you know. Just like you pull up, you can pull to the side. Okay, no, but I think it's meduyik. I think it, you know, as long as there you have mechitza, mechitza's nikara, so we can extend the mechitza's higher. Here you have mechitza, so it's not that we're pulling it all the way over. We're saying as long as there's a shame mechitza, that's enough for sukkah. Maybe. Okay, just I'm pointing that out. That's what Tosa says. All right, what Tosa says about Hashem Mechitza, and the rest is, again, look at the last words of that Tosa, short Tosa, the whole Ve'ika B'chol Tzad Amo Mikan Ra'am Mikan Chashu Pesach, whatever open it is, a doorway. Okay, you might have an open doorway in a house, it's still considered to be indoors, still considered to be enclosed, right? Yeah, wouldn't it make sense? That's okay. The Ritva there in Urban Design of Bay, 17, the Chiddush Rabbah says, "Ha kasim de la'el mashehik shu b'tosus hechim machshuin ha'cha b'pasuk where else parz b'rav l'amud ma'bein or papa ben or huna." That's the other Gemara. Bereid of Yeshua lo amar achmanu d'nifra tzuba. It'll be rav same as yachid gemur ben haTorah. Afilu shu zerav kiri so l'kama par kafalam ela shechazal lo hitiro ela oler gal ol talta l'tzarch behem tamuvad. By zorik we talk from shuram we talk from chayim. Okay, the yeshu shetirtz was that the rice afilu parz b'rav al kasher. Okay. Kevin sheish makom echad shir racham mechitza. Udamir leel hachi amar achmona lo tifer tzuba zel medina darbanon. The achmona agvan amoshu misina shekena sidon chacham lesakin. He has a different answer to that kasha of Tosfos. Oh, does he? That whole din may only do darbanon. Okay, that whole din midarayis. It's okay. You don't have to come on to Tosfos teretz that it's a mechitza with an opening. Maybe the fact that what I just want to bring up this before. Maybe the fact that you have to have. Can't have the rove be open. That may only be the dindar. As long as you have a kosher rove, that's good enough. You know, you don't need even if it's omen rove apart. Okay, even if it's more. But he says ain't zemechuva. He doesn't like that answer, but he says a possibility. Okay, so that's the result. The other thing I wanted to bring from Yitzchak is from the Ritzvah. Vanochon Yosef. See in the second line of the next page. Vanochon Yosef. Kishitza tosis. Again, going back to Pitikra, to the Bnei Yeshua. But again, it's a din in Erevin. We sometimes say, again, by Mechitzas, the point is by different rules, we have different rules for Mechitzas. Okay? And look what he says at the end, though, what I'm getting at. Ubacha also shalola tofel bo, el litzarach ole regalim, ole dvar mitzvah. See that ritual? That's what it says in the end there. Because you could ask, if this whole thing, and we're going to come to it shortly, but we see it now in the Ritzvah, if this is a special kula, special din by Pasek Biros, and so on, so what in the world has it got to do with the Yaakov? How does the Yaakov, these diyundin are a special din by Pasek, by for kula, for people, all the regular, the animals are on the way to Yerushalayim on Shabbos, they got to feed their animals. So okay, so we came up with a way, you're not going to suddenly start building walls around all the wells. Impossible. So you have these makeshift walls are good enough. But if that's a special kula for the Oler Golem, what's Yaakov doing extending it? So I said before, that's what maybe what Tosfos means, is that it's a shame mechitza. Okay, so it has a shame mechitza. But the Ritva maybe here is saying a little different. He says it's a tzorach ole ola dvar mitzvah from some other mitzvah. Maybe sukkah is quote unquote a dvar mitzvah. Okay, just like there were makel for this mitzvah, or regular makel for sukkah too. I can't swear that's what dvar means, but it does throw in that word ola dvar mitzvah. Okay, now, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing that point in that maybe that's why we'll come back to that. Vayter Erevin 18, the Gemara Chof and Aleph. We already referred to this earlier. Omer Beloza Hazorek Lebein Pasya Biros Chayev. Right? Ashi Hazorek Meshus HaRabin Lebein HaPasin Shel Biros. In between these Pasin. These Pasin are these planks. So I don't know what to call them. These Amudim. Okay, these twin planks. Okay? So you're Chayev. So Pshita. Chayev and Chayev Chathas to Rishu Yachim Ha'isek. It's a real Rishu Yachim. So Pshita. Ilav mechitza, he hecha mishtar halas malas. What do I mean? If it's not a mechitza, and it's not a considered shiachit, so how in the world can you be allowed to take the water out of the well? Right? Says Rashi, ilav mechitza with the raisi, l'shav yamir v'shuziachit l'zwika. Okay? It's got to be consistent. Either it's a shuziachit, it's not a shuziachit. If it's a shuziachit for the purpose of being able to take water out of the well and not be in violation of bringing something from shuziachit to shuziachit, so it's a shuziachit l'chomer also. That was the Pnei Yeshua, right? It's a sort of cool of the chomer with cool. The lo tzricha, the ovet ke'ein pasi biroz, b'rishus harabim. What if I built pasi biroz someplace? There was no well around there. Just tam, I built such a structure in the middle of b'rishus harabim. Mizorak mitocho chayim. Okay? As Rashi says, ke'ein pasi biroz, ain't shampur. There's no well. I just built that structure. So that's what comes to tell you, chayim. So where it says, honami pshita. Yeah, okay. Well, if it works, it works. Ilav de ba'al mechitzi, gabi bor, hechem ishtar lelatatale. How could you get the same problem? No, lo tzricha afalgav de kabaki bo rabim. De kabaki bo rabim. Baki bo rabim, bekiyas, means people can walk in and out. What kind of wall? What kind of, when I have a house, you can't just walk in and out. Okay, if the door is shut, then you can't get in. A partition means something can't get past. Okay, Baki Bar Rabin, here I have openings. So how could you call this a partition to set up a separate domain when you can walk in and out? Right? You can walk in and out. So the Chiddush is, no, so therefore I might have thought that because at the point of the wall, Baki Bar Rabin, maybe there, if I'm Zorik in and out, I'd be Potter. Okay? Mashiach came taking something out. It is an enclosure. Okay, it is a Rishus HaYachid. When you're inside, it is a Rishus HaYachid. Okay, for me to take the water out. But in terms of throwing something from outside to inside, that maybe since Baki Bei Rabin, that's not enough of a partition, and that's a Chishuah. Okay? So that's that Gemara. Later, on Chof and Beis, again, these are just the Gemaras that are relevant to Pasuk Yiras, so we understand what they are. Later on, in source 20, the Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak Bar Ada, Lo Hutra Pasi Beros Ela La Ole Regalim Levad." At the very bottom of Chof Amud Beis, okay. Yeah, by the way, I'm sorry, I forgot to say. So why do I print source 18 and 19 just to know the difference? Because again, Rabbi Elazar Zorg Lebein Pasi Beros Chayev Lemaisa, even though Baki Bei Rabin. Okay, even though Afal Gavdik of Baki Rabin, we still consider Siyachin. So that again helps understand, again, I'm going to bring this in. Ikar Shachach, we're not learning here from here. But because again, it explains the Shita of Yaakov, right? And the Yaakov will say what? It's also for Sukkah. You can get it now, it doesn't matter. It goes back to what I said before, it's a shame mechitza. It is considered a mechitza. And therefore, it's a mechitza for Sukkah purposes too. Right? That's what I want to bring out of that. But then the Gemara says, the monkey wrench here, is that the Gemara says, on Chof Amud Beis, in Erevin, Amar B'Yitzchak, we're going over to Chof Aleph and Aleph, Amar B'Yitzchak, we're at the Lohutra Pasveros, Elala Ole Regalim Bilvan. Okay? It was only for the Ole Regal. And the Gemara, what do you mean? More than that, Lohutra Pasveros, Elagabe Behema Bilvan. It's only for the animals. My Behema, no, the Gemara says, what do you mean Behema? Behema is Elala Ole Regalim. Abo Adam, who's thirsty, mitfas v'ola, mitfas v'yored. Okay? A person, we're going to look at Rashi, behemas ola regalim, which is our last Rashi, Chof Mabez in Erev in 21. Avo adam, afilo ola regalim, lohuta lidlo zulishtos. Okay? A person can't pull water out of that well and then drink it. That was a special kula for that, for the animals, you know, how they get the water. Someone's got to take the water out for them, out of the well. But a person can do what? Climb down, go inside, and take the water out, and drink it right there, right? You can go, many wells, water wells, actually have steps that you can go down. You've seen old wells sometimes, you know, in the park or something like that. You see, you can climb down. So, when you climb down, take the water and drink it that way. You never have to take it out, right? Mitzvah Rashi says, Ochez, no, they didn't have ladders, but Ochez b'yodav agav b'ksalim b'nichnas v'yotze. Okay? What do you mean? You hold on to the wall. What it means is, you know, you use the wall as steps. You know, it's not like today where bricks are very, you know, you can't really climb. I mean, picture a wall like the Kosel Arabi, right? With you can get it even without being a great climber. You can get a foothold inside. You know, so that's what it means. The point is, you can climb in and out. Now here, that seems to be the halacha because we look in the Rambam. Or make a mechitza, a regular mechitza, okay, build a real mechitza, none of this human stuff. The Rambam does throw in, if it's impossible to climb down, so there's a kula for the people also. But the point is, the Rambam is saying there's a special kula for the Bahamas only regalim. All right? Now, on the flip side, the Rambam also, not on the flip side, but the Rambam, that's the Rambam's Paskin's Perek Gitzan al Chalamet. Right? There's special kula, like the Gemara says, on the bottom of Chaf and Beis, and Erevin going to Chaf al Fanal. But we have a problem. Because if that's the case, maybe one could argue But this is a whole, it's not a real Rishus HaYochid. Okay, it's not a real Rishus HaYochid. It's a special kulu. But if that's the case, then if you throw something, it should be chayv. The Rambam passed halacha lamed gimel there in Perek Yitzayin. Hazorik Rishus HaRabba lebein hapas in chayv. Ho v'yesh b'chol zoviz zoviz mechitza gemur. Sheyesh b'gov asar v'yos v'arba l'arba. V'harei aravu anikar v'nir v'nasesh kol shem v'nei Rishus HaYochid. These L's make the whole enclosed area. I mean, if you look at that picture in Rashi and Zayin Beis, it looks pretty close. You know, if the dimensions are like Rashi has over there, you know, it's pretty close. Even if there's no well there at all, you're still chayav. Even if people can walk in and out of the opening, that's not mevatel mechitzas. It's like a, you know, chotzer, which is also a private, you know, Rishus HaYochid for certain dinim, you're chayav as well. You can serve them from there. So the Karen Ora in Erevin on the Chofman Aleph writes the following. Okay, what's going on here? What is this? A kula? Is this a kula? Is it a special din? Obviously, it's got to be. The Rabbanon could not just make a kula if there's it's a Doraisa here, right? But if there's a real issue to rise to, you know, to bring the water out of the well, which there is if it's actually Rishus HaRabim, and this the humid structure didn't change the fact on the ground to rise, how can our opponent say, oh, we have a kula? What do you mean? It's a Doraisa. You can't just make up a kula. Evidently, it works, okay? And you see that it works, so you're chayv, you throw. On the other hand, we said it's just a kula. So how are we pulling all this together? So take a look at the Karen Ora 24. He says, "Amar I am the Dibur Rambam, which we just did. The Shabbos Perek is Alach on the Gimel. The Nir Midvar of Zal, the Iker Hadavim in HaTorah, Shemin Atzadim Pasin Rechav and Dalim. The Hachem Akum Chashav. It's got to be Doraisa because the Rambam says Chayav. Chayav always means on Shabbos what? Chayav Chatzas, right? The Doraisa, Doraisa. So therefore, it's considered Akum Chashav. The Chayim Matzino Leil Sheitir Repas Dalim." Okay, he's saying as follows: in effect, as long as the pasin are four tefachim wide, it's good enough. Okay, the Chacham then came and said you needed Amma's word. The Tzvicham Amma brought wider. That's a Chumrah. Meshum Dabi Paris Ruba Amma. Mechain Yisrael Yushalmi Bekam Akomas. Atamas Pazdal. Okay, so he says, so what comes out is that, one second. So what does it mean? So what does it mean? Lo Yitira Pasim Eilu Elaber Tishola Behemas Oler Gom Bovad. Okay, that's because you have the paras ruba la'amud, not like in a diagram Rashi had. When you have so much more open space, then, okay, that's where the Chacham say that, well, by paras ruba la'amud, the Chacham say you have to, it's good, but you got to widen these boards. Meaning as follows, again, if you have this type of enclosure, if you have the right size things, even though it's not, the wall doesn't go all the way. You have the right size posts, and it doesn't go the whole length. There's openings, okay? But it's still Amud Merubala parts. So that, we say, it's closed. Yeah, Amud Merubala parts. Okay, it's still closed off. So there, we're going to say, that's a bit of rice, and everything is good. When you have more opening parts Merubala Amud, when it's much wider than the diagram that Rashi has here, more like this diagram over here, we look at it, right? a much wider opening area. So that's where we have a kula. So that's where midoraisa is good. Midorabanan they said you can't. Midorabanan they said you need. We generally don't rely on such a thing because there's too much open space. Midorabanan, but there the Rabbanan said, but for the pasuk yiro, so all of the going. It's going to be good, but provided what? It's an amma. You follow what I'm saying? That's what comes out. Okay? In other words, This structure works midoraisa. When you have, you know, the four the amos and so on, and it's amud merubah laparetz, it works midoraisa. Like in Rashi's case, it works midoraisa. Chum can't just go and undo the din, okay? But midoraisa, you don't really need so much closed off space. But the raisa, as long as you have the requisite length walls, okay, then even if it's even if there's more standing space, more open space, it's still muta daraisa. The Chacham say no, right? The Chacham won't allow such a thing, but they'll allow it by the possibly rose, but at the same time, they'll extend the requirement to an amma of the, it has to be an amma. Yeah.
So they extend the requirement to an amma, then why shouldn't such a piece of person also be able to use it if it's extended to an amma?
If it's an amma, they only had the kula by you.
But they're already being machmir to extend the shear.
They're already being machmir to extend the shear.
So why is it another?
Why did they leave it for the people also? Again, we have to figure out why. I just thought that they. Well, why did they widen it? Why did they lengthen the shear? I think just to make it more chashuv for the kula. You know what I'm saying? That's what they applied. I think that's what they applied it. Okay. You ask him, yeah, especially when he quotes his Yerushalmis, right? He says, should work in for people. Not sure. But here's what the Karen R. now asked. But 1 second. What about our Tosas and Sukkah? The Amr of Yaakov, the Umbi Sukkah Tefach. I'm the Tosas Shalom, Shekosek Abish Shabbos, Hechmiru. Mashan Ibn Torah, Sagi Ibn One Tefach. Okay? I'm Rambam Parak Lamed Chushabbos. I'm sorry, Rambam Parak Gudzan Ochachavches. Shapos would tell him Sakit. Shidam Shum Diyudam. I'm going to trade. Run something else. Okay, he answered a little bit of a question. Okay, does the Karen Ora, and says that according to our Tosos, it appears that a tefach is enough. One tefach, which is even less on the Daraisa level. Okay. Yeah. So that remains a question, according to the Tosos. Now I printed the Ra'ah, the Chedusha Ra'ah. He says, "Taka Tanar Bana Nots Abu Kadosh Baruch V'Sicha Ben Rabbi Yaakov Aron Is All Kol Shul Chok V'Chok V'Yish Matevach Kan Chanilim Shudimun Shahoy Rabbi Yaakov Diyum De Suka Tefach The Sover De Betefach Sagla Mechitza He Old Erchanami He Old Erchanami Midoraisa It Is Good With The Tefach." But the Karen Or is pointing out that it looks a little bit against that Gemara there, although the Gemara there never said, it's not against the Gemara so much. It's against the Rambam. The Rambam, Ochel Lamed Gimel, 23. It's not against the Gemara, but it's a little bit against the Rambam. The Rambam says before Tvachim, so it remains a question. And maybe the Rao argues around. The Rao says, no, Tefach is enough. Even at the right level, Tefach Sagam Mechitza. Maybe that's the Machokas. Okay. Anyway, so that's what I want to see from Erevin. Now, if we turn to Zion and Beis, we'll see an interesting question. Rashi already alluded to it. This Heter, okay, which again, remember, starts with Shabbos, right? So now, will we say this dafke by the Shabbos of Sukkot? That since we consider this to be a dolphin for Shabbos purposes, therefore it's good for the Shabbos of Sukkot, but it's not good for Yom Tov itself? Right? That's a question. Right? The whole, it certainly doesn't look like from Yaakov that he said Shem Sukkot is enough, Shem Mechitza is enough. It doesn't matter. On the other hand, you could argue, well, no, maybe Shem Mechitza is only on Shabbos, it's called a Mechitza, but it's not. We won't call him Chitza for. So let's take a look at Tosas and Zion and Beis. Sicha Chagav Pasavi Rose. Ksheira. Migo Dam Chitza on Shabbos. So just if it works for Shabbos, it's got to work for Sukkah too on Shabbos. You can't split within Shabbos. The Laf Agav, and Tosas asked the first, our other question. The Laf Agav, the Loitira Oler Gom, who Oler Gom, Loitiru, El Behema. Okay. Aber all the mitzvahs yard mitzvahs all like we saw. Kadam in Perikos and Pas we saw it. Ikal Mokum, Kalan to be the Orisa Sharbicholin him. Amrin and Migum. Okay, Tosfos is asking on this issue. Okay, why should it even be good for us on the Shabbos of Sukkot? In other words, he's saying we have a Migo that since it's considered Dofen for Shabbos, it's considered Dofen for Sukkot too, at least for the Shabbos of Sukkot, right? But one second, it's not really a Dofen for Shabbos either. It's a special cooler, right? So the answer is again, no. So it goes back to what I said before. In other words, came through the Raisa, Shabbos Cholei, no, but the Raisa is good anyway. So that's enough to say the Migo. I feel with Rabbanan, lo asri mishum mitzvahs Sukkot. And even though Rabbanan, who ordinarily may be asked this thing because of Amud Rubal apart, or the lack of Amud Rubal apart, they won't because of Sukkah. That goes back to that Ritva that I showed you back in, where was it, source 17, the Ritva in Erev New Zion, where he says, Vlotir el Tzorach ole regalim ole dvar mitzvah. Tosus doesn't exactly say it, but it's sort of it's sort of the what's going on here. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of Tosa about the continuation of the Gemara, which we don't see. But you see what I'm saying? See, Tosa says that. So Tosa is saying the Ritva there, the Amar Rava Sikla got possible to care. Mashma the Dafka got possible to mamish. Will all regalim shetir lam chachamal in the Shabbos. Okay, Abu Bapat. It's Mashma that when the Gemara says that Sikla got gabe possible to care, is talking about when? It's talking about on the Shabbos of Sukkot. Okay. And there's a well there and everything. It's, you know, it's got all the rules of pasuk biros. Aval gav pasuk ein biros uinami bisman deleka oler golem. Okay, I feel al gabe pasuk biros lo machshir lo lin din shabbos lo lin din sukkah v'chein kars mitoz v'chein das malamor. Aval rabbeinu al fasis al hevia bechosav ve'af al pisha ein bisman az oler golem nirishu sover like gabe pasuk biros lav davke and I feel al kein pasuk biros itiru. They were once they're make a little make with or without a well, with or without all we're going. The homidina got me pasiros for shusayachet gemurahi. El ashaso talked about the divrayim. So remember, it's all chumah drabbanim. But got me all we're going. Hamid all did Torah. What the chacham did, like I explained before, was they put it back to the doraisa. Kadesh lo yimnu midlal asherego. So to encourage people to go with the animals and be all rego. But chanami okmud in Torah. Kadesh sipek miyad kol adam lezakos permitsuzu. Right. So it's the same idea. Now again, it's not really directly because again, our case of with Rabbi Yaakov was not, he didn't do it on Pasuk Yeros, he did it on the Yumdin. Okay, but it's rooted in the same situation. Okay, and basically what at least what the Ritva is saying is that at base of the Rif is that it's got nothing to do with forget it's Shabbos, it's Sukkot, it's anything. It's going to work because we're trying to give people a break in terms of the mitzvah. So this Ritva sort of is consistent. But the other ritual we said, a dvar mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah, clear? Okay. Now let's just take a look to the Ran quickly. Gimel and Aleph. The Ran on that Gemara. The Ran says, V'chol kol Rav Afasi, towards the bottom of the page, last third of the page. V'chol kol Rav Afasi, Zal Shevir, Behilchus, Shekeban, Balochus, Shekeban, Shalatir, Pasmos, El Olur, Golan, Bavad. Huh? You said the same, though. Yeah. Gimel and Aleph, the page of the Rif, V'chol kol. Okay, that's on the Gemara Daf Zayin. He says, "B'chol kol Rav Afasi al shevia ba'alacha shekevan shelo itiru pasim yiros el olur gom bavad." He said, "Parakos and pasim ha'id na leka migu." We had all things, all bets are off. We don't have anymore. But near Rav Afasi al sover shagav pasim was lav dafke and I feel kein pasim was itiru. The kevan the medina pasim was shusiyachin gemurim el shalso tutul b'divrayim. It's all darbon. But that's the Ritva. But the Ran said, "Ain't the mechuber etzli." The Achi Sicha Gabi Mabu Sheish Alechev Gabi Pasvaros Lo Shaycha Adadi. He said, it "Doesn't work out with the Gemara over there." But I'm not interested in that so much now. Just what relates to us, okay? That these Diyumdin, okay, and we have an even a bigger kula, okay, comes out getting back to our Gemara Daf Beis, okay. Let's just see how we pass it. Shulchan Aruch paskins in 29. It's in the Tofer Shlamed. We come back to us. So Tofer Shlamed Siv Zayin. See the Shulchan Aruch there. Sikech agabe mobe sheishol lechi. O agabe beer sheishol pasim. Right, the case of pasim arose. Mobe will leave out mobe sheishol lechi. Harei the sukkah sheru la osu Shabbos b'toch achad b'vad. B'toch shalechi zeh pasim al mechitzel. In Shabbos, natural osu mechitzel in the sukkah as well. But The ain lahater el makom shel lechi upasim matir in Shabbos dal shach mira. That's the Ran, and the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sukkot Lamed Hey, bisman sheish olor golem. But for idna the lech olor golem hechadol shicha maya the mutar ledvar mitzvah gam davka v'shiram lo mechotzi. So unless you have a place where there's some mitzvah you have to get water or something like that, it's not olor golem, but it's some need. But apparently sukkah is not enough of a need. Okay. Okay, sukkah itself is not enough for me. But bring this now over to us. Okay, bring this now over to us. So the So bring this now over to us. What Yaakov does. Now we don't pass like Yaakov. So we don't have to, you know, at the end of the day, we don't pass like Yaakov. Yaakov says these diyumdin are going to work, and it sounds like he's talking about not only for sukkah, not only for Shabbos, but for sukkahs as well, because he says that's enough. We didn't dofen of sukkah, okay? He doesn't need that whole migo, because he says it's a good enough for sukkah. How do we paskin? We paskin like a finish up. We paskin not like a biyakim. We paskin that you need kilchosa. Now, Rashi had said, and with this we'll finish, Rashi had said by us, look back on Dalman Beis, Rashi said, shtayim kilchosa. Okay. Stein Kilchosen. Look at the Rashi, Stein Kilchosen. You see it? It's right by the lines here, very wide, the bottom of our page. Back to the Dalam page. Just look at that Rashi. I pointed out before, I'm just pointing out again. Stein Kilchosen. Be'orech Kol Hasukkah. The two that have to be, the way we paskin, forget pasadiros, forget the umdin, the way we paskin it, the mechitzas have to be what? The length of the sukkah. So the whole length of the sukkah is this long, it has to be that long, right? It has to be however long the particular length of the sukkah is, right? You have two walls, however, so that's Rashi. Okay, right? And let's say you have a 10-foot sukkah, so the wall's got to be 10 feet. Okay, in each direction. The third wall can be only a tefillah. But the Ra'or writes, it's Chiddush Ra'or here, on Dalam Beis and Sukkah, V'chama Omer Shaka Chos, V'chama Tefillah, V'chama Yaakov Nishma Rabbanim, the Ika Bahadi Kudos in Shiva Tvachim Lakan, V'shiva Tvachim Lakan, L'chol Ruach Ruach Kshayra, V'afal Gav the Parats Murbal Ovid, the Chika Amri Shtayim Kilchosen, Lo Amri Alafuki Osagi V'tefach Lakan, L'tefach Lakan. They're all disagrees with Rashi. You see that? The Ra'or says, no, you don't have to have. You have to have Heksha Sukkah. Heksha Sukkah is 7 Tvachim. Okay? The Rabbanan argue with the Yaakov. Yaakov says, 1 Tefach is enough. Okay? So it comes out, just like Tosfos says, but by Shabbos, they're Machmir to have a whole Amma. So by Sukkah, we're Machmir to have 7. So only 1 Tefach more, right, than an Amma. But in any event, I'm just putting out a Machlokas Rashi and the Ra'or. Now, in the last, I want to point out, the Mishnah Berurah, that same Simon, Tov Reish Lamed, okay, points out, call up Partia Maruba, Rotzon Lama, I have Pirzo, Shesh, Bishtad, Defanos, Imstad, Defanos, Haprutos, Yachan, Ya, Parts, Maruba, La Omud, Avim Beos, Instad, Defanos, Hashem, was Parts, Shabahan, Maruba, La Omud, Shabahan, Shabahan, Osir. In other words, when we talk about the walls of a sukkah, okay, we assume, I think, like, not like they're all, okay, and you can have openings in your sukkah wall too, you can have doors in the sukkah too, and even when the door is open, it's also okay, but it's a problem if these pirtzes, if these openings have more, you know, more openings than some people have. That you ever see people? I've seen people. They have a panel and they have an opening. You know, there's a top over, but there's a panel and opening. But you have to have more panel than opening in your sukkah wall. That's the point. Okay. He says, the two walls that are supposed to be the long, full length of the sukkah. It's parts of an Ruba Lamaj of an Usr. But, Mishnah Berurah puts an important difference. The Dafke Ma Pirtza is in the Osir Mishol Shal Tvachim. But only if these openings are more than 3 Tvachim. Otherwise, you have what? Love it. Right? So you can actually have a strip and then an open space. And then another thing. So that you can have. And because Aval in Pachas is Tvachim, Kilobadam. Afi kisas of ain shame pirtzel left. Okay, yeah. And of course, a whole number of rooms. That's only have 3 walls, but that's what I just want to point out, that you can have actually a lot of open space But if it's within three tvachim of the omud, that's considered closed space. Okay, that's just, we got kind of like an overview of this. That's the end of this. So what I'd like to tomorrow, if you're interested, is tomorrow's shiur, based on the Hilchos Chanukah, as we'll see, you'll be very much involved in the sukkah. Okay?
Very much involved in that. I was off.